Bute's top three.
Bute, talk to me. Top three of the week.
Good to be back, boys.
Hang on. Sorry. I got to jump in here. I hear Bute's top three, and I'm expecting Matty's absolute best, but you have hijacked the segment, Michael.
Mate, I told you, mate, he's only going to get
which Bute are you talking about?
Very small percentage.
Probation. Yeah, you know what it's like? You know what it's like? Wayne Bennett talked about when he debuted Alex McKinnon, right, for the Dragons.
Yes.
McKinnon sat on the bench for 80 minutes, didn't play him. And Bennett said, you know, I was never going to play him. I just wanted him to get a taste of what it was like to sit on the bench.
Well, this is Matty's chance on the bench, mate. He's killing it, apparently. Hope he doesn't get too many splinters. Not too many splinters. Boys, my top three for this week. Number three, I'm starting with Nathan Cleary after that masterclass on Thursday night against the Broncos. Started the season in outstanding form, was involved in every single try the Panthers scored. Just a brilliant performance. So for me, that is my number three. My number two, I'm going to give a big rap here. I'm not much of a boxing fan, but I'm going to give him a big rap for Tim Zhu. Obviously, he lost his opponent that he was meant to fight only a week ago, and he's now taking on Sebastian Fernando, who is 197 centimetres tall.
Yeah.
It is the original David versus Goliath. This guy, and you know what, when you think about it, boys, from a boxing perspective, right, he's got to change everything that he's trained for over the last 3 to 6 months in preparation for this fight. He has to adjust all that based on the size of his opponent, right? So that in itself is one massive task, and you know what, it would have been easy for him to step away and go, nah, no need for a fight, but he hasn't let down the... his agents, he hasn't let down the fans, he hasn't let down his supporters, and hasn't let down his team. So from that perspective, a big thumbs up to Timmy Zhu, the second best fighter in his family, behind his father, Oscar. And my number one goes to, and I think you might have spoken about this a little bit earlier on, boys, Josh Nisbet, the Mariners midfielder, who has been called into the Socceroos World Cup squad.
Yeah.
And I think he's had a massive season. Absolutely massive season on the back of probably the last two or three games where he's actually scored and put himself in plenty of scoring positions. A well-deserved opportunity and great to see a local guy getting that chance to represent his country. So well done to Josh Nisbet. That is my top three, boys, for the weekend. Looking forward to just listening to you guys finish out the show. If you want me to fill in at any stage, feel free.
That's fair. Yeah, Josh Nisbet, we spoke to Adam Kwasnik a bit in the first hour of the program. It's looking likely, fingers crossed, that he gets his debut, given the injury toll of the Socceroos, that he gets to play for the national team for the first time when they take on Lebanon in Canberra on Tuesday night. Tim Zhu, just look at the photo here of him and Sebastian Fedora. That is a massive height difference. Would it be like stacking up Jason Taylor next to David Fairley, or is it an even bigger differential?
Mate, it is about the same. That is about the equivalent. Although JT, I will say, mate, he was bench pressing cotton tips for most of his career.
Yep.
When he got the Parramatta 2001, he finally cracked the 100 kilo mark when it comes to bench press. So,
Two lots of 50 doesn't count.
Yeah, 13 seasons into each career, he finally cracked the 100 kilo mark, mate. So well done to JT.
Yep, so your top three, Nathan Cleary, Tim Zhu and Josh Nisbet. Good on you, Butes.
Good on you, boys. Have a great show. Thanks, Matty. Appreciate it. And all the best to all the listeners. Thank you.